Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon, and I'm watching the live video stream. Thank goodness we have the live video stream right now, because all of a sudden, I was sitting here ready to start the show, and then all the audio disappeared. I can't hear the radio station coming back to me, so I thought, oh no, what is going on? But as long as you can hear me, we can work this out, and we'll figure it out. And we got a big show planned for you today. And there's so much that when I go to the different websites and I try to find the different things to talk about, especially locally, when you go to the St. Louis websites and all the different local news, it's just depressing because, oh, here's a shooting here and someone died here and there's tornado relief here. And look at the video from the tornadoes and look at these pile of rubble and look at this brick and here's the dash camera footage and here's the body cam footage of them going through homes. And it's just so, everything is just so devastating. You look everywhere. You look in St. Louis, you see it in your backyard. You see it if you're over the cross the river, whatever it is. You look over to the West Coast, and you're like, oh, great. Look what happened over there. You look over to the East Coast. Oh, no, it's bad there too. Everything's bad everywhere all the time. I forgot what it was like to go to any website anywhere and see what good news looks like. It's been forever. So I'm here to tell you that over the next couple of hours, if I find anything good, I'll make sure to share it. But man, it is a needle in the haystack situation there. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so from now, David Strom is the associate editor with hotair.com. He's in Minneapolis and has been closely following the political shooting investigation there. What a crazy whole situation that is. And I wanted to bring this scenario up with him, and I haven't quite figured out where to go with it. But when I think about Vance Bolter, the suspect that was apprehended early this morning, you know, the police were looking, they found him. He was out there not far from his home, but hiding out in the woods. I think about where we were not that long ago. What was it, 6 months ago? You had Luigi Mangione that went and assassinated the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. And I thought afterwards, there were people cheering that assassination. There were people, they loved it. And I thought to myself, this is going to be hard to recover from when you have half of people that look at this as a news event, and other people look at it and they don't care. They're apathetic. And some people look at it and they're happy. They're delighted at the idea that this United Healthcare CEO was assassinated. And what do you think that leads you as a society when you find that the people that are out there assassinating people you don't like are glorified and cheered and revered. I think when you look at some of the different pieces of evidence that we find, and you know what, I think I got some of that audio. Maybe we can play some of that. But what I think we find is that people will say, oh, no, 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 I'm not ramping up the rhetoric. But then they ramp up the rhetoric. That's exactly what they do. It's part of the political game they play. And you find that, too, with some of the different Minnesota Department of Safety people that are out there. They're trying their best to like not taint this investigation because they realize what they got here is someone that probably should face the death penalty. So they want to be very careful in how they do this, because what they don't want to happen is someone to go into this and they point back at what the police were doing. Oh, look, see, they were biased and they wanted this from the beginning, thus mistrial or whatever. We don't want that to happen. So they're trying to be as professional as possible, realizing that this person just did some pretty despicable things. Here's from the Department of Safety here.
We got privy to additional information of an individual that was in the woods, and that search went on for many hours until ultimately we were able to locate him in the woods. And in approximately an hour and a half or so, we were able to close the distance.
And they closed that distance indeed. What they found was that, contrary to popular belief, I think it was Tim Walz even came out and said, oh, we have a manifesto, but we're not releasing it. It doesn't seem to be the case.
With respect to the potential motive, let me say this. There's been a lot of press coverage and speculation and discussion of a manifesto. I've seen nothing like a Unabomber style manifesto in his writings. He had many, many notebooks full of plans, lists of names, surveillance, efforts that he took to surveil and locate the home addresses and family members' relationships with these elected officials. But I have not seen anything involving some sort of political screed or manifesto that would clearly identify what motivated him. Obviously, his primary motive was to go out and murder people. Now, they were all elected officials. They were all Democrats. Beyond that, I think it's just way too speculative for anyone that's reviewed these materials to know and to say what was motivating him in terms of ideology or specific issues. There's a lot of
abortion rights supporters.
There were some abortion rights supporters, I believe, on the list. But again, there was dozens and dozens and dozens of names on, you know, hundreds of pages of documents that were recovered.
All right. So here's what they don't know exactly what, but you can kind of fill in the blanks here. And as soon as this happened, you go on social media and people are talking about it and they wanted to know how the guy voted. And I thought, oh, please, let's not. All right. Well, I think out of pure curiosity, people just want to know and they want to say, at least I don't want it to be on my side. Please don't let it be someone on my side. And ultimately, I think in the end, we can probably agree this person's not on anyone's side. This person's nuts and the way that he acted. So there's a lot that we got to get to. And in fact, we're going to talk more about this with David Strom. And I have some more clips I want to play coming up with David here in about, oh, we'll say 8 minutes or so from now. Something else that's going on right now, Trump on U.S. military involvement in Iran. This is starting to scare me a little bit in the way that this is wrapping up, because you have Benjamin Netanyahu with Bret Baier, and he talks about how Donald Trump is trying his best to not just send the cavalry in to defend Israel right now. He's very concerned of starting another war. And I think this is something that a lot of people like about Donald Trump. They just don't want the war hawk that's going to force the hand of war any chance they can possibly get. They don't want someone that's going to start more endless circular wars that always end in the spot where it started, where the terrorist organization is still there. We don't want that, just like what we got caught up in after 9/11 and Afghanistan. So where are we today? Do we want to go full-blown war with Iran to stand up for our interests? Because Iran is an enemy of the United States. And this is something that's going to be a big part of the G7 discussions that are going on. Here's what Benjamin Netanyahu said on Fox News, Bret Baier.
There is a Reuters report just moving saying that President Trump in the last couple of days vetoed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader, according to two U.S. officials. Is that true?
Actually, there's so many false reports of conversations that never happened, and I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, and it's kind of interesting because he's saying the same thing. I don't want to get into that. Kind of like what Donald Trump is saying right now. I don't want to get into that. Here's another question.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice.
Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one.
Through proxy, through intel. I think what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing right now is saying, United States, you're in this. Okay? They tried to kill your leader, which is going to justify us trying to kill their leader. And there's other reports out there where it shows that exact same thing. The way you end this is you kill the supreme leader of Iran, another assassination attempt of a world leader in this case. And you have Benjamin Netanyahu saying the only way we can live peacefully is if you take out the people that are supplying the weapons to the terrorist organization that is out there to eradicate us. If you chop off the head that is supplying these terrorists with weapons and the means to continue to kill Jewish people in Israel, then this is how you ultimately end it. You have to take it a step further. We're not going to ever end this thing unless you cut off the supply of Iran. And I think the United States understands that, but now it's almost setting a trap for Donald Trump because you're saying this is something you want to do. It's almost like a mouse trap. You're putting something on there and you're hungry and you know, oh boy, it's tempting. But you got to be smarter and not grab this right now. And you got to try to get these two sides to stop this without United States going in and getting wrapped up in this again. We really got to do it. And on top of that, you cannot let Iran get nuclear weapons and allow them to continue to facilitate and go down that path where they start enriching themselves in a way where they can weaponize even further than the way they are now. You can't allow that to happen. This is a very touchy situation. We're going to talk to Jim Carafano coming up on this in, 15, 20 minutes from now. But coming up after the break, David Strom is associate editor with hotair.com. He's in Minneapolis. I want to talk more about the fugitive hunt, the find, the understanding. What's next? We're going to get that with David. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. Get a couple of days with you here. And I think on Wednesday is going to be Mike is going to fill in. Juneteenth is on Thursday, so best of. Brad Young on Friday, which is really cool. I love Brad Young so much. He is so good. He's the best. So you have a big week ahead of you here. And if you want to find me online at Ryan Recker, that'd be a quick spot to do it. Joining us now is an associate editor with HotAir.com, David Strom. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
I couldn't imagine a better time.
Well, you're in Minneapolis right now, and you just had that major manhunt go on. Man, you guys create some pretty big worldwide news stories, don't you? So, kind of, is there anything that, because the way that news works now, 24/7, and we can watch live feeds, we can almost watch in real time police hunt someone down. They'll get a helicopter over that person. Next thing you know, there's a live stream on YouTube. Is there anything that you know that we don't from watching as an outsider?
Well, I know a few things because my wife actually works at the Minnesota legislature and knew both of these people who were shot. Melissa Hortman was the Speaker of the House for a number of years and the Democrat majority leader. It's a current tie right now. She actually was very well respected on both sides of the aisle, not at all a bomb thrower. The latest news that has come out just makes it seem weirder and weirder because apparently the police actually interacted with Belter before he went into Hortman's house. They had a shootout, and he escaped into the house, succeeded in shooting Hortman and her husband and their dog, and then escaped out the back. And so that's one more level of complication to all this. They almost had him.
Do you think perhaps that encounter, well, of course, it would have been great if it would have ended there, but that probably prevented him moving on to his next victim?
Yes, although that list was so long that there was absolutely no way that he could have gotten much farther down that list. I mean, it seems like it was aspirational. Terrible aspiration, obviously. And, you know, the other thing that's come out that complicates things, and it's a great reminder that we should withhold judgment about what's happening until the, you know, things start to clear up, is it looks like there really was no manifesto, even though the police chief from that area used it. It was the list itself that clearly had implications about the political nature of it, but there was no here's why I did this and obviously no suicidal intent.
What's interesting, well, the suicidal intent, I thought that he text messaged his roommate, someone that he was living with, saying that, oh, I didn't think I would survive. So one of those type of text messages.
Yes, but, you know, I mean, this roommate seems more than a little off. I mean, Belter did stay with him once or twice a week. So to the extent that he was a roommate to that extent. But Belter had five houses. His main residence was huge and substantially far away from the Twin Cities. Wow. The text message that we keep hearing about, has been read to us, but it hasn't been shown yet. And so I think even there, we've got to be a little bit careful about fully trusting what we're getting. I mean, Belter, surrendered peacefully, and he clearly wasn't going for suicide by cop. if he were. I mean, he certainly had the opportunity at Hortman's house, but he was running, he was hiding, he at least had after the fact accomplices because he was able to get a vehicle. And, you know, after his first one, had to be left behind, and he was able to travel tens of miles to his home area.
For all the planning that he did, you know, the writing down, it didn't seem like he had much of an escape plan, which made me also wonder, maybe he thought he wasn't going to survive that long.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible, you know, and it's quite possible that when you're starting out thinking, well, this is my one last final act, but then when you're confronted with the reality of it, you go, well, maybe I don't want to die. I think it's also possible, again, it's really early, but the guy's got the resume of a guy with a serious inferiority complex. You know, he had low level jobs, but he made it sound like he was an executive. He was CEO of a nonprofit that turns out to have very little paper trail. The gubernatorial commission that he was on was a citizen volunteer. Now, he had to be chosen to do that, but it sure seemed like he wanted to rub shoulders with powerful people, but never quite was able to hit it big. And so he wanted big things, and they were always out of reach.
Well, you're saying, I know we only got a couple minutes, but you and your wife knew some of the victims. You knew them personally. So all these other people on the list, these names that are going to come out, and these people that you know are going to see themselves on this list, and they're going to wonder, what if? Yeah. I got to imagine these, I don't know what would be going through their mind right now, or even how you start to console them.
Well, it's those are actually two separate issues. I mean, being consoled, I can't imagine it. And knowing that you are on the list of someone who actually had the active intent to go out and kill someone has got to be incredibly frightening. If you are in politics, though, you would be surprised at the number of death threats that people in politics get. I mean, I used to run a fairly prominent activist group here in Minnesota about a decade and a half ago, and I got two or three death threats. And the senator that my wife works for gets them quite regularly because he's something of a Republican bomb thrower. And so it's very hard when you're in a position like that to figure out, am I really in danger? Because it is a regular thing. People spout all sorts of nasty things that they don't really mean. But then you've got these whack jobs. So, I mean, if I were Tina Smith or Ilhan Omar, I would, you know, it would worry me.
David Strom, associate editor with hotair.com. Thank you so much for joining us here. If people want to look you up online, I'm sure they can find your stuff, hotair.com. Where else can they look?
Twitter, at David Strom. And I want more followers on Twitter.
I demand it. More followers for David Strom. Thank you so much for joining us. And wow, I can only imagine the rough path that your wife will be on working in politics in that sense. And that's going to be tough because she's going to bring it home, and there's a lot of things to unpack there. So I wish you guys the best and everyone around you.
Yes. I mean, she walked past Senator Hoffman pretty much daily. And, you know, it's, you know, he was on the other side of the aisle. But it's scary when someone who's essentially your colleague winds up in the hospital.
Yeah. David Strom, thank you so much for joining us here. We appreciate the time.
Have a great one.
And there's so much going on in the world, especially with Israel and Iran right now. Jim Carafano, senior foreign policy fellow at the Heritage Foundation, is going to join us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Get a couple of days with you. And boy, is there a lot of stuff going on. And I know every time Monday hits, you have the weekend shows. Oh, we got to see what they said on the Sunday shows. No need, because so much has happened today. I don't even remember who were on the weekend shows. Joining us now is a senior foreign policy fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano. Thank you for coming on and joining us here in St. Louis.
Yeah, I've been doing this stuff for a really long time. I do not remember a more crazy news week than what we've read through the last couple of days. Yeah.
Last couple hours, today.
The unbelievable story, like, you know, we got Osama bin Laden or 9/11 or something like that, but any one of these stories is enough to consume the airwaves for days, and they're all at the same time. And some of these things could be really, really history-changing events.
Yeah, and here's where are we at? So it's the G7, and you have Israel, and you have Iran, and it's almost like 90s CNN all over again, where you're watching Baghdad in, you know, the right. green That's tint it. On the screen. It's like that. And you're watching these missiles flown and these buildings getting blown up. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, now you have all these world leaders at one spot talking about this. And the pressure is on to Donald Trump because, okay, what are you going to do next? What should Donald Trump do in a moment like this?
Nothing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know the thing, you know what those seven countries have in common? Hmm. None of them have a dog in this fight. As yeah. much as the Israelis and the Iranians. And so, you know, what is in it for anybody to stick their nose in the middle of this? You know, the U.S. had two, Trump had two defining interests, and they're not incompatible. One was Trump doesn't like wars if we don't need them. He doesn't like to see innocent people die needlessly. And if you can find a way to resolve problems without killing each other, Donald Trump's the first guy to sign up for that. So he's always putting his neck out in the line and saying, I will do a deal. But, you know, Trump will only do a good deal, a deal that actually meets U.S. interests. On the flip side, the notion that Iran could have a nuclear weapon, we could go through all the 8 million reasons, not just that, but all the destabilizing activity that had to stop. That was also a U.S. interest. And Donald Trump went in with both of those. And the reality is what's happening in Israel, what the Israelis are doing to the Iranians now is, you know, ensuring that Iran is not going to be a threat in the future. So since the Iranians never came to the table to do a deal that satisfied U.S. interests, what responsibility or what interest does Donald Trump have is putting his hand in there? What he's doing is exactly what he should do, is he's helping Israel defend Israel. But then, honestly, you know, what's on Iran is, it's kind of on Iran.
Mm-hmm. I think back, okay, so let's go back and look at Ukraine and Russia, and then I want to use this as the comparison point. When you have these two that have been going at it for a long time, and you get Donald Trump into office, and he's saying, you got to figure this out, we're not going to get involved, in the sense that we're going to help negotiate something to happen here. But Ukraine, you know, you have to give something up. I know that Russia's wrong in this, but in order to stop this, there's got to be some give and take. Ukraine doesn't like that. So I want to relate this to Iran. What happens when the G7 leaders say, we want you to treat Iran like you're telling Ukraine to treat Russia? You're going to have to give something up, United States. You're going to have to allow Iran to have nukes, kind of like Obama was going to be okay with it, in order for peace. That's, I think, the pressure they're going to put on Donald Trump.
No, the difference between Ukraine and Israel is the survival of Israel is a vital interest of the United States. We're not going to let that be compromised, because it's in our interest as the state of Israel, which is our most important ally in the region, be standing at the end of the day. Ukraine is an important interest. We have an interest in a free and independent Ukraine, which, by the way, Donald Trump is honoring, right? But it is not a vital interest. But in neither situation is the United States going to compromise its interest to get a peace deal. Mm-hmm. And so it has that in common. So he's saying in Ukraine, we have to recognize the reality of what's on the ground, and the war should stop here. And, you know, we're going to support the Ukrainians being free and independent, but we're not going to, you know, bankroll them fighting for recovering every inch of the ground. It's just not realistic. It's not an interest to do that. We have, you know, conversely, in Israel, Israel, the defense of Israeli territory is a vital interest in the United States, and Iran not having a nuclear weapon is. So it's, you know, I think the president's been very consistent in the way he's been acting in both of them, because in both cases he's put our interests first, and in neither case is he handing anything to the enemy. You know, Donald Trump was never going to give Vladimir Putin anything he didn't fight and gain on the battlefield. But he wasn't going to make any compromise. He wasn't going to force Ukraine to make any compromises up to its own security and freedoms. And he's not going to force the Israelis to do that either. So I actually think he's been quite consistent.
What do you think about Israel's tactic here? The idea that we're fighting these terrorists. These terrorists are funded by Iran. We're never going to be able to defeat the terrorists unless Iran cuts off the terrorists. They're not going to cut them off. Thus, we're going to have to cut Iran off. What do you think of basically the strategy there?
Well, I look at it from the Iranian. Here's the Iranian problem. The Iranians put all their money in offense and nothing in defense. And the most stable deterrent is an offense-defense mix. Not only can I bat you in the face, but I can protect my people and my stuff from you. So the Iranians invested very, very little in the defense of their country. They put everything in the surrogates, and they put everything in their offensive missiles. And their idea was, is if the Israelis try anything, we'll have the Houthis and the Hamas and Hezbollah, you know, rain fire on them. But the problem was twofold. One is all those guys got whacked. So the Iranians can't pull the surrogate plug because all their surrogates have been pretty much whacked. and so all they've got is the missiles. And because they invested in nothing in defense, the Israeli strategy of going in and taking out their air and missile defense and disrupting their command and control makes their missiles, you know, like it's like 4th of July. You can fire a lot of these things, but you cannot bring Israel to its knees. So the Iranians kind of screwed themselves. They didn't really think this thing through. And conversely, the Israelis did think this through, and not only have they been planning this for months. Once the Israelis started taking down Hamas and Hezbollah, and the Americans started taking down the Houthis, the Iranians should have realized that they were in a very, very precarious strategic position. And when Donald Trump said, let's make a deal here, otherwise the Israelis are going to, you know, I can't restrain these guys. Mm-hmm. They should have cut that deal, because that's the only thing that could have saved them from the fate they had.
What's your confidence level that a deal is going to be made at some point? Do you think it'll ever be possible?
I don't know. I mean, the most likely, there's two like possible scenarios. One is the regime limps through. They never make a deal, but they have been dramatically weakened and injured, and the war just kind of ends in a whimper. Like there's no real, like a deal. There might be like a ceasefire or something, but the other is the regime doesn't survive.
Mm.
But the odds of the Iranians have nothing to deal with. So the odds of them walking in now and making a deal other than complete capitulation are zero. Now that might happen. It's unlikely because, you know, in that part of the region, if you show weakness, you know, it's a humiliation. So to admit defeat is not very common. It's more likely they'll accept defeat than cut a deal which actually admits defeat. But they might. But I think it's unlikely. I mean, Donald Trump is not going to bail them out.
Right. What's going to happen with these other countries then? Because they don't really have much to gain or lose. They're just, you know, at this point, cheerleaders in some ways. But what are the other countries going to say about this? Do they have anything they can do?
Every other country in the region has something to gain. There's no country in the region that will be sad that the Iranian regime is either gone or has way less power to mess with them. So they're all kind of happy dance, I think, really. And it probably will open the road for more alliances and deals with Israel. Israel will come off of this really looking like the 800-pound gorilla in the region that countries will want to be on their side with. And then there's a lot of interesting things we don't talk about, but who knows what's going to happen, right? So, you know, a third of Iran is actually Azerbaijani. I mean, they're ethnically Azerbaijanis. What do they do? You've got all kinds of neighbors and stuff, and so who knows how this all? I mean, what happens to the Iranian groups in the Shia groups in Iraq, which have been, you know, kind of giving the Iraqi government trouble? And what happens to them? So this, if the regime falls, it is a historical event on par with the end of the Cold War. If it doesn't fall, it's greatly weakened, and you will see a lot of rejiggering in the region. And you know, of course, what we learned is that the Russians aren't going to do. Russians are kind of busy with their day job attacking the Ukrainians. China's not going to put their neck out for anybody. So the Pakistanis can talk about this all they want, but they're on the other end of the world. They're not going to help. So Iran's on its own.
Yeah. You know, one of the interesting byproducts of all of this is then you'll really get to see how much Iran is supporting some of these groups in that region. Because once Iran's on its back and it doesn't have anything to give or it's gone, then you'll see very quickly these other organizations disappearing, how much reliant they were on Iran, which would be, I think, a great byproduct to get rid of them, too.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I do want to get in real quick, because you hear a lot of this, the likelihood of this escalating into a larger conflict is probably less than zero. And I think a lot of people are worried, well, we have to stop the fighting, otherwise it'll blow up into a larger conflict. That is incredibly unlikely.
Wow. Okay.
So this is, you know, fight it out. And this is not a fair fight. I mean, when what can the Iranians do? They can't unleash the surrogates on them because the surrogates are on their back. They can't attack them on the ground because there are countries in between. All they can do is shoot missiles that are, that can't really stop the Israelis, and the Israelis can precisely target everything, and now they can just pound it at will, and they're literally chasing down people, members of the regime, in the streets with guns and killing them. It's either going to be a greatly weakened regime, or it's going to collapse.
Wow. Jim Carafano, Senior Foreign Policy Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You can find him online or just go to the Heritage Foundation, get his work on there too. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis. Great insight.
Thanks for having me on. It's a great show. So, Mark, give Mark my best.
I will. And I tell you, the Heritage Foundation is fantastic. Every time we get a chance to talk to one of the experts from Heritage, it's always so insightful. That is really interesting, because what you find is people online, this is how World War III starts. This is how World War III starts. Take it from Jim. He's like, well, I know it's greater than 0%, but it's not that much greater. And the way that he explains it is, if you want to share that with someone, don't worry. You can get the Odyssey app, or you can go use the rewind feature on the website and send that link to someone to hear that interview that started at about 3:32 there. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere, 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Yeah, there's so much to look at with this Minnesota assassin, Vance Bolter, 57 years old. And if you missed our interview with David Strom, he had some good insights into him. You know, it's one of those things, he's not convinced that the person was going to try to go out in, you know, this blaze and, you know, either death by police or suicide or whatever it is. But I don't know, the way everything laid out and the way he was messaging his roommate, and that's such a strange thing too. You got these different homes and you're like living with these different people. Why would you do that? None of this stuff. There's so many questions here that just don't make sense to me. Here is the latest. The man accused of killing Minnesota lawmaker and her husband has only been charged with two counts of second-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder. Vance Bolter was arrested, Ramsey County, Minnesota, on Sunday night over the murders of Democrat State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark at their home in Brooklyn early Saturday. He's only accused of trying to kill Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. So second degree murder, I'm guessing, changes as we start to adopt a better understanding of what's going on. And I think every news agency did exactly the same thing. They said, how would our lawmakers react? We need to get comment from them. What do they think about what's going on in Minnesota? Eric Schmidt had a few things to say about that. Can we play, let's see, Eric Schmidt on the political violence.
The Capitol is a very, very secure place, and I'm sure it'll depend on sort of the threat matrix that exists. Politics is a substitute for violence in many ways, right? We can't have one creep over into the other. You can't have violence replace the kind of vigorous debate and elections that you have to resolve these differences and move the country in a particular direction.
Yeah. And also, when it comes to Minnesota, the Department of Safety, we're starting to get more details about how this individual operated, and we saw some like Ring camera footage of it, and it is so creepy. The guy's wearing a mask, like a Halloween rubber mask, and they took a picture of it. You can see it in the field, like he dumped it. This is the Department of Safety. Suspect wore a cop uniform.
Bolter exploited the trust our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
Yeah, and I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, impersonating a cop is, I'm guessing, against the law, too, in Minnesota. But I can imagine there's going to be a huge slew of additional charges that come up. They just want to make sure they hold him properly. I don't know what it's going to be like with him being there to answer questions of why he did it. I'm sure we're going to get some sort of answer. I don't know what it's going to be like when this gets to trial, if it gets to trial, whatever it is. There's just so much to it that just people want to know what the answer is there. And I just don't know if there is any answer right now. Part of this too, let me go to the Minnesota police, call 911 to check an officer. Though this is part of the storyline too. And you read about the progression, went to one house, went to another house. They weren't there, went to another house, confronted by police. There's a point where the police, it sounds like, saw him sitting in his car and they're like, what's up with this dude? This is weird. This is Minnesota police, call 911.
If they are a working police officer, they will be connected to a dispatch center that can validate that. So the first thing I would do is, if you're concerned about it, is call 911. Obviously, there's a lot of different uniforms, and it's never wrong to do that.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, if you suspect that they may not be a police officer and they actually are a police officer, you might not get a lot of, say, leeway from them when it comes to, you know, mercy. Let's put it that way. They don't like it when, you know, you try to run and you use the excuse, oh, I didn't know you're a police officer, when you're running from actual police. I'm going to say this too, and I don't want to sound insensitive, but I think it's just what a lot of men listening right now went through. If you are the head of your household and you're married, and you look at yourself as someone that would do anything, including give up your own life to protect your family, your wife, or your kids, whatever. I think about the things I talk about with my wife, and I say, honey, I don't care who's at the door. You just don't answer it. You don't answer who it is. If it's someone that's a police officer and they're coming to the door, you can talk to them through the doorbell. You don't open the door. If you don't want to talk to them, if it's a solicitor, someone you don't know, you just don't answer. You don't even bother with the Ring camera. You just don't unlock that door for strangers. And, you know, I say that to your, when it comes to your kids, you really pound in the stranger danger, make sure they understand the severity of what could happen because they don't get it because they're young. And, you know, as an adult, you think, oh, I can handle it. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen if I go tell this person to get lost? Well, I can tell you the worst thing that can happen, because as a husband and a father, you see the worst thing play out sometimes and you get so convicted to, you know what, it ain't even worth it anymore. Why even bother opening the door? All right, I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and we got a lot to get to in the G7 summit and everything with that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.